Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And rolling into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's see who's still out there. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I just wanted to bring up the Connecticut thing again.
Sure.
What, my guess of, you know, some things seem more obvious than others in terms of what might be likely to happen. Like, in this case, large groups of people, you know, when they, you know, start to stand up for something, it's easy when you feel like, okay, you're not sure what's going to happen and you're part of the crowd. But then once the tough guys start making examples out of the people, that a large portion of the people who were initially resisting lack resolve and will cave, you know.
Sure.
And so I'm guessing it's, you know, if I were, you know, Connecticut law enforcement official or legislator or governor or something like that, I would, you know, if I were committed to being dastardly about this, I would start arresting people from various demographic backgrounds who were not in compliance with the law and make highly publicized examples of them and then restate the requirements. Like for everybody else now, you've seen, you know, hey, you've seen these people go down. Now get your butts in here and get this done.
Well,
that would be my guess that that's what might happen.
Let's suppose that's what they want to do, okay? And let's look at the Ukraine.
Right.
In the Ukraine, they didn't have any guns.
Right.
And
Well,
they got them as they went along. Yeah, but. The thing is, even a disarmed populace can be overwhelmed, depending
right, right.
on the mindset, okay? And what you're talking to is mindset, about them breaking mindset.
Right, exactly. So, like, first, like, before you start calling out the troops to round people up for a FEMA camp type thing, yeah, first you use the media. You know, like I say, you get a handful of examples, you publicize them in the media and use it to scare tactic to get everyone else in compliance.
You're trying to sell the actions you're about to do, right?
Well, yeah. Well, no, you actually go after, you know, a cross-section of people, a comparatively small number of people from a variety of backgrounds, and then publicize the heck out of the fact that these people have been busted, blah, 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 and scare everyone else, you know, scare a good portion of the initial resistors into compliance. Then after that, what you have left is the more hardcore resistors. Then you can go, then maybe you escalate your game and start rounding people up in larger numbers. But yeah,
the problem they have with that, Glenn, is that if you do overly stimulate the hardcore resistors,
right.
you just probably stimulated a group that outnumbers whatever force you may be able to muster within your border.
Right, but
or,
then they
four,
have
or
to
five to right. one.
Right, right.
And Malloy has presidential aspirations.
Right.
And the way things are shifting around here now with all of this stuff that's come out about the NSA and Obamacare and the no-knock warrant, you know, Utah is starting to look at no-knock warrants, and they're going to start legislation against the police just doing whatever they want as far as those go, and watch and see how many people fall in line with that. The last thing you want to do is a politician. Do you know any politicians? Have you ever met any?
Not really. A couple, you know, local senator or something.
Politicians, as a rule, are going to give in to the mob.
Mm-hmm.
They have not evolved from the Roman senators. The Roman senators were always looking for something to placate the mob. Because here's the truth about all things that happen within the United States. This facade of law and order and of peacefulness has nothing to do with the police or the government. It has everything to do with the people just basically being good people.
Right.
If the people decide they don't want to be basically good and law-abiding, there's nothing they can do about it.
In addition, since it's the law itself that's in question, the people of Connecticut should be besieging their state legislators on telephone and internet, and then possibly even, you know, getting together to do some sort of class action lawsuit against the state, you know?
Well, a lot of the Republicans in Connecticut voted for this, too, and they're actually quite mystified. Because they're saying, we passed a law, nobody's going to comply with it. How is that so? Because they are disconnected. They're disconnected. Their world is not based upon something of reality. It's based on the wherewithals and with unanimous consents. And probably most of them that think that way are probably, they've been doing it a long time. Right. Politicians are not people that, as a rule, if you find somebody that gets out there and he's going against the flow. Well, Ron Paul's a great example. I mean, He got reelected. He was loved by his constituents and everything. He didn't really get anywhere.
Right.
It caused a lot of questions to be answered, or a lot of questions to be asked. But one person against that kind of machine is, you can raise a lot of questions and score a lot of publicity. It doesn't really affect change. So the thing that's going to have to happen here is that it's actually a win-win. Okay. If Malloy in Connecticut does not do anything, if he ignores it and makes believe it's not happening, he is going to be perceived as not a very strong leader. And that's a win.
Right.
If he does something, and he does go completely dastardly, as you say, then he could be the guy that starts the next American Revolution, depending on how far he takes it.
Well, funny you should say that, because if you take into consideration John Moore's notification that Texas Highway Patrol and Rangers have been instructed to carry their tactical and survival gear in their cars with them at all times as of March 1st, and, you know, to be prepared to function autonomously on their own apart from contact with their offices, one wonders what they're expecting.
Well, I would make the same call to civilians to do it, because the law officers are not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to protect themselves. They're just outnumbered.
Right.
It's just a numbers game. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Yeah, one wouldn't think there would be a connection because Connecticut's so far away from Texas, but unless there's something pending at the federal level, unless the Fed intends to stick their nose into the fray on this.
Well, the federal level better come up with they better become a masters at mass hypnosis, because they don't have the manpower either.
Exactly. So, alrighty. Well, here's hoping we can stick with concerns about more mundane things. Anyway, okay, Bill, thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. It's snowing here in the northern suburbs of Philadelphia right now.
It was supposed to snow here today, and I'm very happy to say it didn't.
we're getting about a half inch or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
So, all right. Have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Magnum, see if Renee will hold through the next break again and tell her I truly appreciate her patience. The reason America's crime is going down has nothing to do with policing. It has nothing to do with government or law. It has everything to do with you. You, the regular person out there that abides by the law and does good things and does the right thing. The illusion that they can control us is merely that. It is simply an illusion. Take a good close look at the Ukraine. Take a very good close look at Mexico. And think to yourselves, we are much more capable than the people of Mexico and Ukraine, because they were disarmed at the outset. then do a little math in your head and let all of these notions of fear be dispelled. Because at the end of the day, America is exceptional, and it's because of the people that are living in America. Nothing to do with our political system or our system of governance, because that has prostituted itself. It is an aberration of what it was meant to be. Right now, the founders are doing their best impressions of Chinese acrobats in their graves. And the only semblance of what they envision for this country resides with you. Never forget that. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to the phones we go. Renee in North Carolina, how are you?
Well, I tell you what, when they talk about taking away guns, it really makes me angry as a woman because of the difference in upper body strength. Once the person gets to you, it's pretty darn sure
it's done
that the woman is going to lose.
Yeah,
like you said about closing the gap, I need something where I can hurt that person before they get close to me.
Yes.
And when they want to take away guns, they, to me, are declaring open season for rape, robbery, and everything else on women, and it makes me angry.
Well, you know, there are, without a doubt, there are women that get their gun taken from them and they get killed by an intimate partner, just as there are police officers that get their guns taken from them and they get killed by the perpetrator. What is going to make the difference, and I can't see this happening to you, Renee. I just don't, I can't see you sitting there going, if you are in a self-defense situation, it is a fight for your life. You don't know where it's going to go. And the only one that can really make a decisive decision, if you are armed, is for you to draw your weapon and take control of the situation. And if that means shooting somebody, then you've got to do it. And if you don't, and they close the space and they get the gun, it's as done as...
It's over for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all going to be a matter of mindset. It's all going to be a matter of training. Mindset sometimes you can have without ever having trained. But most people don't have that instilled in them. So the training is what sort of bridges that gap where it becomes an automatic response. So, you know, women do it a lot. Women stop a lot of crime with guns.
Well, and, you know, that's some of my favorite stories on the net. When, you know, they go pick on some vulnerable old woman, and she has a gun and turns around and shoots them. I tell you what, that's like happy dance, you know, for me.
Did you see the video of the 65-year-old lady that was working in a drugstore in California? And the five gangbangers came in because they knew it was just a 65-year-old older lady working there. And they start their little routine, and she drew her gun and fired it and chased them physically, running after them, chased them out of the shop.
Oh, I know. What's so funny is how, these people that act all tough, and to watch the immediate change in behavior once they realize that, like, say, an old woman has a gun, and they immediately start running. It's like, yeah, you're big and tough now, huh? When all of a sudden there's a more of an equalization of power. You know, people are real tough when they have the upper hand. And, you know, there's one thing I'd like to, you know, like, and you know, and then you not only are raped or whatever, robbed, because the law enforcement community tends to be so patriarchal, when you go to them after, it's not like you're going to be treated great either, okay? Let's face it, there's another article on Reddit today where New York police raped a woman, and although there was all kind of evidence, even the cop admitting it on tape that he had done it, what do? They let him, he's acquitted. So the thing is, an internal affairs is a joke. So the thing is, this is why women learned a long time ago just to go home, shut up, and cry in their pillow, because they're not getting any help from the police, okay? So, because they don't take it seriously. And this is what, you know, there was a Texas politician many years ago who was running against Ann Richards in Texas. He said, I just don't understand rape. Why don't the women just lay back and enjoy it? Well, boys,
really?
I'll tell you what. Yes! Yeah, oh, absolutely. I was old enough to remember this. It was probably like the late 1970s, okay? You can Google it and you can find it, okay? I don't remember his name, but you can find it. And so, yeah, his career was over. So the thing is, men, you know, a lot of men don't realize things, like they don't realize what it's like to live with the vulnerability we live with, until a lot of times they get older and they lose their physical strength, and then all of a sudden, oh, gee, now I realize about how this feels to be able to be overpowered. Then they get it. The thing is, you know, they need to realize that, you know, they need to think about how it would feel for some, like, big Bubba gay motorcycle gang to grab them and throw them over the hood of a car and tell me you're going to enjoy that and you're not scared out of your wits. So the thing is, the best way to understand a situation is to learn to put yourself in the other person's moccasins.
Well, and you know, I don't pretend to be out there. I advocate that women carry guns. I advocate that they educate themselves to carry a gun, because that's something that I can find a common thread with, because I don't know what it's like to look through at the world through the lens of a woman.
Right.
So I do know what it's like to use a gun in self-defense, and I know that it works, so that's why I advocate that. And, you know, in a given situation, if my wife were to be being assaulted and I step in, if all of a sudden she takes the lead and she draws a gun and say, I'm just going to stand back and let her do her thing if she doesn't need my help. But until that moment, until that kind of control is taken, then I'm going to be moving to that, because like her, my equalization is going to be a gun. And it's not because I don't know how to do anything else. It's because I am getting older.
Exactly.
Certain things don't work anymore like they used to. So,
right, and the people, that's why if they take guns from people, they are turning people who are more vulnerable because of age or injury, or just because we're, like women, they're just not born with the same amount of upper body strength. The thing is, they are declaring open season on those people, because we have to be able to hurt the other person from a distance before they get to us, because if they get to us, it's game over for us. And so that's why you were talking about, that's why when I hear about them wanting to take away guns, like, okay, occasionally there might be an instance, like you said, where the gun is taken away and they're hurt with their own gun. Yes, that can happen. That's why you better hurt them first before they get close enough to you. But the thing is, I bet if you look at the statistics, that overwhelmingly, look at all the cases we hear about all the time of people stopping crime, and these videos on the net that are hilarious, you know, because it turns out the old man or the old woman had a gun. So the thing is, I know it's not perfect. There are, I'm sure, instances of that happening. But the thing is, that's why people need to be aware. You have to shoot them before they get to you.
Yeah, I made the comparison a couple of times whenever I'm asked about this. Do you remember the L.A. riots when they yanked Reginald Denny out of the truck?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a gang of youths coming up at you with, you know, clubs and cinder blocks and everything, and he stopped the Mack truck. Now, couldn't he just have stepped on the gas, and wouldn't most of them just gotten out of the way? And his head would have been the same shape it was the day he got in the truck. What, don't you think that would have happened?
Well, probably so. But the thing is, you know, probably he was just guilty of being a nice, trusting person. Maybe thought
sure
he could reason with people.
Sure was.
You know what I mean?
So, ladies, if you pull the gun, and, you know, I expect you to lead the way, Renee. If you pull the gun, you end this situation if you flex the finger on the trigger. You take control of this is all a matter of you actually being under the control of somebody else. And
and like I say, I am about as nonviolent, like a pacifist person as there is. I'm anti-war. I'm sick of all this violence.
Hang on, if you will. I'll let you finish. Let me let you finish on the other side. Go on to break. I don't want you cut off. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training, DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That was my dedication to the outgoing at CNN, Piers Morgan. Goodbye, Piers. Talking to Renee in North Carolina real quick. Renee, I got another lady out of Texas who wants to chime in. What were you trying to tell me before
the
break?
Yeah, let me just finish. Well, it's just that if I would ever, you say, I do not want to hurt anybody. I only kill the spiders and ants in my house because they won't pay rent. So the thing is, I don't want to hurt anything. But the thing is, if somebody is coming after me, I am pulling that trigger. Now, the thing is, what I want the cops to know is I will not be standing there with my foot in his chest like I just bagged a trophy. Please, I will be so hysterical that I had to do this to another human being. The merciful thing to do is send me to the hospital and put me on a Valium drip immediately, because that's probably the only thing that's going to calm me down.
That there's not a whole lot of difference between you and anybody else that goes through that, Renee, believe me.
Well, let me let the other lady have her turn.
Well, thank you, Renee. Good to hear from you again. Is it snowing up there in North Carolina?
No.
Well, that's good, isn't it? It's not snowing down here either.
I think we have forecasts for rain, but sometimes, never know with those forecasts. Could be wrong.
That is the most overpaid profession out there, meteorologist. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Tammy in Texas. Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Mr. Bill, this is Tammy in Texas, and
yes.
I've been listening to Renee, and I agree with a lot of what she says.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are certain circumstances to where, you know, you're a woman, you're out here, your gun's put up, you're not expected, I mean, you aren't expecting somebody to, like, come up on you.
Are you talking about at home?
I'm talking about anywhere. I'm talking about actually at work. I work nights. Okay? I'm out and about all over town at night, in the middle of the night. And, I mean, yeah, I look around, you know, and stuff like that. But I can say there have been times when I've hopped out of the truck, I looked around, and here's two people standing there that I didn't even see.
See, what you're talking about is something that is very common in the human condition. When you get all tied up with what you're doing or, in, like, say, doing your job, working under the hood, whatever you're doing, your tendency is to put a lot of focus on that because you want to do it, complete it, get on to the next thing.
Exactly. You're paying attention to what you're doing at the time. Yeah, you'll do like a quick glance all around you, and if nothing shows up on your radar, then you're like focused back on what you do.
Right.
And you look over your shoulder, and bam, here's people. You're like, oh no. Okay.
You're...
Well, you know, I don't carry my gun in my pocket. Okay? I mean, I have it, and I can get to it, but it's going to take me a second.
Sure.
I don't keep one in the chamber because I'm scared in a bad situation. I might shoot myself, you know, if I got one in the chamber.
What kind of gun? Just out of curiosity, what kind of gun do you carry?
I got a Glock.
You're not going to shoot yourself. As long as your finger is not in the trigger guard, you're not going to shoot yourself.
Well, I don't keep one in the chamber just in case I freak out and my finger happens to get in there.
Right. One of the things that they have found is when you're in one of these fight or flight responses, your hands ball up. So I understand exactly what you're saying, because if you got your hand on a gun and your finger's in the trigger guard and you go into that temporary fight or flight mode,
you may do it. I'm from Texas.
You may do it.
I'll shoot somebody.
But do you not carry a gun on you because of the job you do and they tell you that you can't, or why don't you carry a gun on you?
Okay, they tell me that I can't. However, we are part of the Texas Shield thing.
Okay.
And they say that in my job that I can carry it in my vehicle, not on my person, and that I need to be attacked in my vehicle, don't get out of my vehicle, before I pull my gun. Okay, but my job requires me to be out of my vehicle. So, realistically, I could be attacked outside of my vehicle.
Can I make a stab at it? You aren't, by chance, a route delivery driver, are you?
Yes, I am.
Wow. I did that for 20 years. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But it's in the middle of the night.
Yes, it is. It, depending, what do you deliver?
Well, I don't deliver. Well, I drive a saltwater truck for a oil company.
Okay.
I'm out on people's ranches. I'm in downtown. I'm in the boonies. I'm everywhere.
I delivered food items, beverages, you know, stuff like that. And I was in and out of the truck just like you are. So, and the problem that she's talking about is where you have these companies that tell you that you can't have a gun on you, even though the state's vetted you, like in the case of Texas with a concealed handgun license or whatever, they tell you you can't do it. And that sort of handcuffs you, doesn't it, Tammy?
Well, it does as far as keeping your job. It does not by the state laws.
Yeah. And
most of the properties that we go on to, they do not post, you know, they'll have the circle with the line through it with a gun in it saying, you know, you can't carry, but it's not legally posted.
Yeah.
There's a fine line in there on whether you're going to get fired or whether you're going to get killed or not.
Right.
My response to Renee is, as a woman, okay, you being a guy, if you get the jump on me and I cannot get to my weapon, what am I going to do?
Well, you know, that is a very viable point. Have you ever heard of Amanda Collins?
No.
Let me tell you about Amanda Collins. Amanda Collins was a college student in Reno, Nevada. Amanda Collins was she held a black belt in Taekwondo, and she was a concealed carry holder. She was also a law-abiding citizen. So one day when the middle, she had a late test. She was in a gun-free zone. She was walking around with a crowd until the very last minute when she had to break away to go to her car. She was doing everything right. Within sight of the closed for business because it was after hours campus police station, she was jumped by an armed assailant who raped her, who two rapes. He was a serial rapist, and then he graduated to murder. If Amanda had had her weapon, she was trained to a degree, and she has testified. She was called to give testimony when Colorado was considering their gun control. It was her opinion, and she had that spatial awareness, and I'm calling for, and all these other things. But she had this opinion that because of the way that attack proceeded, that she could have gotten her gun on him and stopped him. And it, had that gun-free zone not been in place, there'd be one more female alive in Reno, Nevada today. So what you're saying is very valid, it is very true, and it exists, and it's the saddest state of affairs I can think of.
Well, the message that I wanted to get out is a message that my mother, God help her, because me and her don't get along, but she did teach me some some survival techniques.
Right.
And I believe in them today, even though I towed a gun and all that. But as a woman, men are bigger than you. You're not going to overpower them. 9 times out of 10, not unless they're a wimp, you're not going to overpower them. That, if they get one punch on you, you're done.
There's a couple of places you can hit somebody.
Well,
I'm not going to say anybody.
Some Bible places, and I've taken it, anatomy and physiology, and I know some really good points to drive in a ballpoint pen. It'll take you down, and you won't need to call 911. You'll need to call the coroner. Okay.
But I mean, even the most storied proponent of self-defense, in my opinion, was Bruce Lee. And his whole self-defense pretense was based upon hitting him enough in the right place so he could run away.
Escape is always the best bet.
Yes, that's where the eyes are.
And
they can't see,
non-engagement
they can't get
is the best bet. But if they got a hold of you, if they already got you by the hair, or they've got you and you cannot get away, as a woman, you're not going to beat them up. You don't have your gun, and you're not going to shoot them. In my opinion, this is strictly my opinion.
Well, it's pretty valid. It's not actually opinion. It's probably a fact, Tammy. I'm about to run out of time.
Let me make it really quick, then.
Sure.
I would go into a docile mode. And wait till they've been over me, and I wouldn't be past me to reach up and bite their jugular vein and rip it out with my teeth.
If I ever get a chance to meet you, I'm going to be wearing a sign saying who I am. Did you hear me?
Excuse me?
I said if I ever get a chance to meet you, I'll be wearing a sign saying exactly who I am as I walk up on you. Don't want you nervous.
I'm not violent, seriously.
Hang on through the break, okay? Hang on, please. All right, we'll be right back. On Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
The Low Rider. The Low Rider is a little higher.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Maybe joined by Chad from Infidel Body Armor. I don't know if I followed through on that. I asked him to come on the show today. We'll see. In the next hour, we will see. We're going to talk about plates. He shows up. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking about plates, and we're going to go back over that again. Talking to Tammy in Texas right now, making some very valid points, she is. And there you go. I just didn't want to cut you off.
All right, I'm back. Okay, now to stay back on your point.
Yes, ma'am.
And agree with Renee. Women, get your concealed handgun permits. Go to the range. Get familiar with them. If you need to shoot, shoot. Okay? If you get past the point of shooting and you've been had, you need to go into survival mode. What my mama taught me was if you got to go into survival mode, do it. Try to protect yourself first, but if you get got, because they're bigger than you, they got the jump on you, whatever, go into survival mode. Let them get their business on, gouge their eyes out with your thumbs. If they can't see, you got the jump on them. The heel of your hand, the base of that nose, and shove it up into that brain, it'll give them a really bad headache, and you can get away. If you have to use your teeth, and bite their juggler out and spit it in their face to survive. Because we're talking about living, and we're talking about dying.
and you want to live. I do.
Well, I don't see anybody winning against you. So I'm glad to know you're out there.
That's just my message to women. And I did hear your commercial about Chad. And I'm waiting on my place. So I'm glad Chad's on there. You go, dude. You rock. And thank you for letting me have my little time. And Renee, you rock too. Even though you're north and I'm in Texas. North and South are coming together, baby.
There you go, Tammy. I appreciate your call. Feel free to call me anytime.
Thank you.
You stay safe. I love live radio. Okay. Wyoming. A lot of people think of Wyoming as just this gun-friendly zone and everything. They had a little scheme in place where they were going to have basically, it's either 46 or 48 different gun control schemes put in place by the schools. I think that's been voted down. But they had a chance to do something proactive, and the time ran out on them. They had a chance to do a little forward thinking, and it was so revolutionarily simple that the Northeast and California politicians, if they were looking at that, it would shame them if they had any credibility to begin with. They were considering in Wyoming, in both houses, they had voted to let school staff carry guns, which is the ultimate solution to school violence when it involves an active shooter. There will be violence, and it will be stopped. The fact that if you have advance notice that they're coming in and you see them coming in, you could maybe stop it well before it even begins. They were making this consideration because they're not like the gun controllers who try to stamp out freedom whenever they can. And they enable, the ones that go for gun control are enablers of criminals and bad men. Yeah, they are. And when they go on rampages, they're virtually unfettered. Wyoming had clearly deciphered the message, which is basically gun-free zones don't work. So this past 13th, their legislature voted 54-6 in forwarding a bill that would allow teachers and other school workers who possess a concealed carry weapons permit to bring their sidearm onto campus. On the 19th, they forwarded a similar piece of legislation to the Senate for debate. On Friday the 21st, the bills were among 30 that were killed because they couldn't get addressed in time. Supporters of the bill claimed it would be a deterrent against madmen and criminals. Even if it wasn't a deterrent, it was an equalizer. On board with the measure, including the majority of state lawmakers, was the Wyoming Association of Sheriffs and Chiefs of Police and the Wyoming School Boards Association. But not everybody was. That's the problem. If there's an association that is for a certain viewpoint, there's going to be an association that springs up to be against it. One of those in Wyoming is the Wyoming Education Association. She said that lawmakers should reject the bill. She claims that even with firearm training, educators may not be prepared to respond in a dangerous situation. She also contends that accidents may also occur. I don't want a student to be injured because something happens. We've had people drop their guns right here in Cheyenne and businesses and people have been hurt. So much better for everybody to be a fish in a barrel and let somebody walk around that has lost his grip on reality and decides he's going to live out his Battlefield 4 fantasy and go around and kill a bunch of children and teachers who are brave enough to shield them with their bodies. That's such a better proposition. Smoking. To get out there and to tell an educator or to presume an educator cannot rise to the occasion like people do all over the United States every day, 7,000 times a day, is a it's being a simplified idiot. Okay? It's a cop-out. Well, they're educators. They're not trained in SWAT tactics. They're not Rangers. They're not the Green Berets. No, they're not. But they will defend their students. But according to, what is this lady's name? Let's give her credit for the stupid comment. Her name is Kathy Vetter. She's the president of the Wyoming Education Association. It is, Ms. Vetter, it is better, isn't it? The better response is for them to get on their knees and beg for their life right before they're shot. Isn't that so much better than the possibility of an accident? Than the possibility that a teacher might freeze? That's why you have multiples. Somebody will function. And we've seen it time and time again. We saw it in Decatur, Georgia, where an administrator, she didn't really have a choice, but she talked a student down and he didn't do anything. And he was ready to go. I mean, he had the AK, he had the ammo. We saw it with that administrator at Sandy Hook, who was not killed in the opening salvo, who stayed on the phone with 911, who walked around and helped some students get out of the way, helped some teachers lock down their rooms. We saw that. These are not petrified sheeple that are going to cower in the dark and be trembling as they're executed. There are people there that will take action. This is the prognostication of a gun controller who will tell you that blood will run in the streets every time gun rights wins over gun control. Teachers are not going to become bumbly-fingered with a slew of negligent discharges as they show their students their gun-twirling tricks. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. There are, you know, I read the story about the other day about the idiot who was drunk who decided to demonstrate to his girlfriend how to handle a gun safely, and then he shot and killed himself. It is true. Guns and alcohol, especially in the inebriated state, do not mix. But that's the anomaly. That's not the way things go on a regular basis. That's the anomaly. And who's going to pay the price for this letting things run out if it happens in Wyoming? Who's going to pay the price? Well, it's going to be, initially, it's going to be the students and it's going to be the administrators that try to protect them. Then it's going to be the families of those students. It's going to be the community at large. And then, as the agenda begins to roll forward, they're going to try to bring harm to your freedom and liberty. As once again, something that was enabled or by purposely making it gun-free or not getting to it enables some nut to run around in a school unfettered. Let's flip into the third hour. This has gone really quick. I love a show like this. We'll be right back on Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.